The word all, well, it makes Noah's Flood global.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the writers and editors for Answers Magazine.
You know, the only way we can know the truth about the catastrophe of Noah's Flood is to have an eyewitness account or record of it. And fortunately, God inspired people to record these events in the Bible, the history book of the world. You know, in Genesis chapter 6 through 9, there's one word that gives us a clear answer on the extent of the flood. It's the word all, which is kol in Hebrew, and it's used 72 times in those chapters. In Genesis chapter 7, we read that all the high mountains under all the heavens were covered. In Hebrew, this double use is meant to eliminate any possibility of uncertainty. I'd say God is really going out of his way to tell us that Noah's flood was global. So why don't some people believe all means all? It's because they have listened to the words of fallible men who weren't there, who believe in millions of years and no global flood. They deny the very clear answers from our infallible Creator who was there.
Does that mean all people in the world today are descendants of Noah's family? Ken Ham provides the answer in an intriguing booklet on the origin of the races. It makes for such great reading, and it's also evangelistic. We want to send 10 of them to you for your gift of any size. Call toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or through the web at answersoffer.org.